Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumb has been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
The Bert Show.
All right, deep breath time here. Bear with me here. I have no idea how this is going to sound over the next 10, 15, 20 minutes. I have played it over in my head and tried to figure out for months how I was going to start this segment. And as I stand here today, I still have no idea on how I'm going to start it and how we're this windy road we're about to go through. You guys, look, this Bert Show started 25 years ago in Atlanta, and it has become something I could have never, ever, ever dreamed of. This industry has been so good to me. You guys have been so good to me. This radio station has been so good to me. But after 25 years, I am at peace with leaving radio. And with that, the Bert Show is going to come to an end on October 24th. Turnaround on this is really pretty quick. I'm going to need your guys' help at some point.
I know. We're just giving you room to do your thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Like 20 seconds.
Heaven forbid I let you make your own retirement announcement.
He's looking at that, and I'm like, we will interject when it's appropriate, but this is your moment, man.
I'm going to need help because literally I have been pooping all morning. I have been so nervous about
this. Again, you have to stop flexing in front of Cassie, who is like currently massively constipated.
No, your nervous poops are making me start to have to poop, so keep it up.
Yeah, it's so surreal to even say. And again, this is going to be all over the place. I have some bullet points here, but I don't even know where to start. I guess the place to start is this all just seems so surreal. I think when you're in it, you kind of feel like it's going to last forever. I have mixed emotions about it because I have no doubt in my mind that for me personally, this is exactly what I need to do with my life right now. That I have grown in a way that this doesn't really serve me as much anymore. I'm at a part in my life anymore where I've realized over the last couple of years, my whole life has sort of been performative, you know, from the very, very start. When I was a little kid, I was performing for my parents. I was always looking for accolades and applause and stuff like that. So it seemed natural that I would get into an industry like this, right? That is all based on ratings and it's all based on likes and it's all based on, again, accolades.
It's all about the validation, man.
It's all about the validation. And I am finally at a part of my life now where I don't want that anymore. I don't want to perform anymore. And I'm totally and completely at peace with it. I want to move on from this and do things that really give me joy without any kind of guardrails, really. I've been doing this for 25 years, so I've got a nice little nest egg. So now I have the freedom to be able to do really what I want and enjoy it. And what that's going to be is spending time with my wife and is going to be spending time with my family. You guys know how much I love to travel. So Amanda and I have been talking about doing a little travel experience, much like Abby does with some of her friends. We're going to probably do also. What I really need to do is take a sabbatical because my mind is already like, what am I going to do?
You can't even retire without thinking about what's next.
I know, right? And I am really, really trying in this area to do that. I really am.
But again, you're retiring from radio. Yeah. You're retiring from the Burt Show, but you have other endeavors that you want to pursue and where your heart is leading you.
So Pioneer, my podcast network, is going to keep me somewhat busy as I want it to. Burt's Big Adventure, we'll get into that here in just a couple of seconds, is not going away. It's just going to get bigger, and I'm going to be able to get more involved in that also. But, you know, I'm reading this book right now, and one of the things it said, and I wrote this down because it was really, really important.
Wow, you actually wrote something down.
I did. I actually highlighted it. There's a difference between pursuing things out of inspiration and pursuing things out of desperation. And I kind of feel like my career has been pursuing things almost out of desperation, like desperate for ratings. You got mouths to feed. You have a whole bunch of people that you're working with also. And I've put so much stress on myself over the course of the last 25 years that, you know, so much fear that this wasn't going to work out right, making sure everything was almost perfect. And I think I have robbed myself of the joy of on a day to day of exactly what this has been and how successful it has been. So I want to do something that just gives me joy without any kind of markers, that just really fulfills my heart. And I'm not even exactly sure what that is yet, but I just know that I'm ready to not perform anymore. So, I'm not really sure where to go outside of that. I've been thinking a lot about the very beginning and how this whole thing started. And I've been thinking so much about how you guys listening right now have supported this show from day number one. I can remember coming on the air 25 years ago and apologizing to the four of you that were listening that we had no idea what we were doing. And I think that's where it started to grow, like that kind of realness with Atlanta at that point was like, we've got three, four people in here that have no idea what we're doing. We all came from backgrounds that weren't in our current roles. Like I had never hosted a show. Jeff Dollar was now co-hosting a show, but he had always been a producer, but he wasn't on the air full time. Then we had Lindsay Ryan from the Real World Seattle on. She had never done radio before. We came in here and we straight up sucked. And I apologized over and over again. And I said it at that point, I remember it the very first day saying, if you stick with us long enough, I think there's going to be something really special here, but you got to get through the construction with us. And you guys did that for 25 years. You were like, yeah, you sure are right. You guys do suck, but we're going to support you through it. And that was the very first day. Did it again with Burt's Big Adventure when I came on the air and I said to you guys, we don't know what we are doing. My wife at the time, Stacy, and I had this idea to do a nonprofit where we were taking kids down to Disney World that had chronic and terminal illnesses, but I straight up said to you guys, we have an idea. We have no idea how to do it. And all you did was support us from day one until now, until we just raised $155,000 from noon to night. You guys have been there every single step of the way. And I guess over the course of the next 4 or 5 weeks, I will thank you for that. I just am feeling a little bit overwhelmed. A little bit overwhelmed because I know one of your natural questions is what's going to happen to the show after me? The Burt Show is over, and I'm not exactly sure what that looks like for mornings at Q99.7. They're still trying to figure it out also. So I know what I've pitched for, that's for sure, and I'm looking at her right in the face and her right in the face. So I just don't know what that holds for Q99.7. So I'm a little bit conflicted. Like, it's hard for me to celebrate, even though I know I'm going to do that over the course of the next 5 weeks with this little piece that's kind of unknown.
And I want to give you peace with that because, you know, now that this is public, I'm going to be able to continue my discussions with Cumulus Programming, and we will figure that out. Right now, the focus is on reminiscing and the nostalgia and most importantly, hearing listener stories and remembering the funny moments, the heartfelt moments. Like over these next 5 weeks, you're going to still get the Burt Show, you know and love. And
it'll probably be better because we just don't care.
What are they going to do? Take us off the air?
We're just not going to care at all.
Oh, but they will.
They could always pull the plug.
They could. Today could be the last day. They could decide, we didn't like what you said. We're just going to go ahead and put,
I do think you're going to get a much looser show over the course of the next month.
You know what? The amount of Fs we have left to give are so far and few between. No, seriously. So over the next 5 weeks, and you know, Burt and I, this wasn't like a last minute decision. This is something you have been thinking about for quite some time. It actually was a joke over the past couple of years. I kept calling you the boy who cried retirement because you kept talking about it. And I know this has been something that you've wanted to pursue. And I know how much joy and how much love you have for this industry, how much, you know, love and passion you have for radio. And I think a lot of that stems from your mentor, Kid Craddock, and, you know, you looking up to him and wanting to follow in his footsteps, but also, you know, forge your own way. And, you know, I see your love, but I also see, like, you looking ahead and because, you know, it's what you do best. but what I want to encourage you to do is to be in the present and to let listeners share their stories. And we're going to tap you guys endlessly for any photos you might have. We have big plans over the next couple of weeks just to really celebrate Burt, but to celebrate all of those who helped to build up the Burt Show, and also to celebrate the listeners, because this show would be nothing without you.
For sure. I told Kristen this, and I've told management too. The last thing I want is for this thing, for the course of the next 5 weeks, to be a victory lap for Burt. This is so much about everybody that has been in this studio over the course of 25 years that, you know, calling up, and I'm just not into that. What really would be a great way to go for the next 4 or 5 weeks is to feel how this show has impacted our community and impacted individuals. Like when we did that backpack drive, some of you guys have been listening for that long. When Hurricane Katrina hit in New Orleans, there were so many kids that were displaced from Louisiana to Georgia. This show right here put a backpack on every single kid's back with school supplies in it for the entire state of Georgia. That's something I'm really, really proud of. So if we could find somebody that got one of those backpacks back in the day to talk about that, that would be a great way to go out. Our intern Kyle hit me a couple of weeks ago. Kyle came in here and he was very sheepish and shy, and we used to give him crap all the time because his parents were just so, like, they wouldn't let him challenge himself or anything like this. And I saw him traveling the world by himself, and I hit him up on Instagram the other day and I said, dude, I am so proud of you that you are seeing all these amazing places by yourself. And he hit me back and he said, that's because of you. When I was in that studio, you were traveling, you were doing your solo trips, and I didn't even know that that was a possibility at the time. So he thanked me for that. Those are the kind of stories that I would really like to hear.
And it's so weird, the timing and like what the universe will do, because we just got an email. I think it was last week. Do you remember Dee Dee, who was battling cancer, and her wedding had fallen through, and Burt Show listeners stepped up and completely like took care of her entire wedding, and she ended up having the wedding of her dreams thanks to our listeners. Literally just hit us up last week.
Is that right? Mm-hmm. Those are the stories I want to hear until October 24th.
The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now. Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you. They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Waitlist by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CT&C 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
All right, so let's talk about Burt's big event for adventure. Burt's big adventure.
Good thing just you're one retiring. Second. Yeah, right.
The man has officially ran out of words.
I'm a couple of weeks late on this. So I have talked to Q99.7, and we built Burt's big adventure through this radio station for 25 years. So Q99.7 has agreed to continue Burt's big adventure even when the Burt Show is not here. So we are going to do our send off. We are going to do our show from down there. We will continue to do promotions on Q99.7 when it comes to Burt's Big Adventure also. So that is really fantastic news.
Yeah, as chairwoman of the board of Burt's Big Adventure, I am super proud that the station, that Q99.7, is still going to support the cause through and through. So that changes absolutely nothing. There are plenty of, and regardless, there's plenty of nonprofits that are very successful without a morning show, and I'm sure Burt's Big Adventure would have been the same. So, and it will be. So next February, we're all going to still be at Disney, take in families that have kids with chronic and terminal illness. We still are ringing. We got a reunion this weekend. Mm-hmm. And so everybody, you might be getting a lot of questions.
They're all being answered right now.
They are all being answered right now, but they'll be probably some extra hugs. But yeah, we have a reunion at Medieval Times coming up this weekend. Our holiday reunion is going to be at Avalon this year, where the kids get all of their pictures taken with Santa. So that's going, literally nothing is going to be changed or affected when it comes to Burt's Big Adventure.
I'm excited. I'm terrified at the same time. Like Kristen said, I've been thinking about this for a while. My very first talks with the radio station about this were in January, and then they heated up in March. So this has been on my mind for a while. And I'm terrified because what I'm searching for goes against my DNA. Like, I feel like a lot of this almost feels theoretical for me. Like, I want to be a person that doesn't need those accolades. I want to be a person that doesn't have to perform every single day. But I don't know that that's who I am. There's a very good possibility in 3 months I'm going to come back on and go, well, I messed that up. Turns out I can't do any of that.
Or maybe you did the work on yourself in therapy and outside, mm-hmm. and with your relationships, and maybe a part of you has healed. And the part that needed those accolades, you've done that, you've put in that time, and you've healed yourself.
I really feel as fulfilled as I have in a while, but I feel like it has a cap to it because of this industry. And it's, I don't want to crap on this industry. It just is what it is. Like, I was so jealous a week and a half ago when we were talking about the Charlie Kirk situation, not about the Charlie Kirk, about Charlie Kirk himself, but just the fact that there were some people that were getting up in the morning and they didn't have to be absorbed by everything that was going on in the world, and they didn't have to talk about it either. We use the example of like a teacher going to school, perhaps, or somebody going to school and they are just taking care of their family and they don't have to be online every single day. Cause I feel like that is mandatory for us. And I am absorbing it more now than I ever have. It is like taking parts of my soul, I feel sometimes. So I am really looking forward to not having to be as engaged online or with the news as I ever have been before. I'm looking forward to not having this internal clock that if you get up as early as we do, there's this internal clock that is always going on in your head. Like, okay, I got to be in bed at 6 o'clock at night. I have to be eating by 5:30, and it's always there. I saw people eating the other night after Noon Tonight in Alpharetta at 9 o'clock. And I'm like, oh, that's going to be me soon. I can eat at 9 o'clock. Some of it seems so surreal.
No, and I think the other refreshing part too, and it's because everything we look at, we can't just see it for what it is. We have to see it for whether or not it's content for the show.
Right.
You constantly have this lens when you live your life doing what we do and the type of morning show we do, which I'm so, so proud of. And you know, we are transparent. We are vulnerable. We are goofy. We are silly. Like we try to cover a spectrum of things, and it's not even about appealing to the masses. It's just about being authentic and genuine about life. Right. But you catch yourself, especially after you've been doing this for so long, you can't even really, it's so bizarre to say, you can't even enjoy your life or what you're doing because in the back of your head, you're wondering how you can turn this into a break on the show and how this can be turned into content because we blow through so much content on this show.
We really do.
And so I think it's going to be, I think it's going to be refreshing. I also think it's going to be scary. It's going to be daunting. I mean, for all of, there's a multitude of emotions. And we've said numerous times on this show, you can feel more than one emotion at a time. For myself, this is exciting and exhilarating, but it's terrifying at the same time because you're just, consistency is, and it's not complacency, but just having like contentment and consistency and stability. I think that's important. But every now and then it's good to shake it up, and you're shaking it up, sir.
Yeah, I've always said this about our job, that it's not necessarily a hard job. It's a really taxing job. And when you guys are listening, you hear, you know, 5-6 people on the radio just shooting it, right, for 4.5 or 5 hours. There's a lot of content that goes into that. As Kristen said, it's always constantly on your mind. That word content for me has like become a big old F word because I feel like it is on my mind all the time. If I'm out to dinner with Amanda and we're having a conversation, there's somebody in the back of my head going, how can I turn this into something that we can talk about on the radio? Yeah. Quite frankly, I don't want to talk about my personal life nearly as much publicly anymore. I really don't. I'm just not at that phase. And that does take a lot out of relationships. And I just don't have as much need to do that anymore. I want to live more authentically than I ever have before. And I just feel comfortable leaving the stage.
One thing I've always loved about this show is the authenticity. And Kristen, you mentioned, you know, we come on here, we're goofy, but we're vulnerable as well. And we tell things from our lives that I think it's easier sometimes to share them because I'm looking at the same 4 or 5 faces in the studio and you can forget people are listening. But there have been so many listeners over the years that have reached out to everyone on this show. I've heard everyone talk about it on how a story's touched their lives. And I hope everyone listening knows, like, we're not magical superheroes. Like, you can be that person for someone else in your life by being authentic and open and sharing everything. And I was just talking to Kristen this morning about community and how I've seen it pop up over and over again. Everyone wants a village, but no one wants to be part of the community. No one wants to do the annoying work. Do the work and you can build your own community. And I feel like, Bert, you have built such a beautiful Bert Show community, and all of us on the show, we call it the Bert Show family because it feels like a family. And so I think if one thing, when I look at what the Bert Show has done and the impact, there are the great things like what we've done with the Stark family or the backpacks, Bert's Big Adventure. But I also think there's this sense of community, and I hope the legacy of the Bert Show is everyone listening knows that they can be that person for someone else in their life.
I am so proud of all that community that we have built. Just getting back real quickly to the authenticity part of it, there's a part of me that just kind of feels like a fraud now when I come in here because I don't care about Sabrina Carpenter anymore. I really don't.
What?
God bless.
I couldn't tell.
I'm gonna fake it for the next 5 weeks again, but there's a lot of stuff that I'm just like, I'm being forced into discussing having opinions on things that don't really matter to me as much anymore. And I feel like once that started happening, I was kind of cheating the game, and I don't want to be that. So in order to really find this peace and this joy that I have been in pursuit of, and Amanda has been a huge part of that, and the springboard for me to, I really feel like I'm shedding a skin. And,
are you still going to be as tan?
Tanner, wait, I'm going to be able to get outside.
Oh, God.
At 7 in the morning.
Lord help us all.
I really feel like I'm shedding a skin, and I feel like in traveling and doing the things that I really want to do, not necessarily the things that I have to do, are going to give me the peace that I've been looking for so long.
I'm really excited for you.
Thank you.
Like this, I mean, it's the end of an era, whether you want to admit it or not. It's the end of an era. And I'm really excited to celebrate with you and the listeners over the next couple of weeks, because not many people in radio get this kind of send off. And I think it's a testament to you and what you've done in your relationship with the station that they're giving us this space to really celebrate the right way.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. All right. So we got to do a contest here. Then we got to hit the top of the hour. And then I'll just finish this thing up in just a couple of seconds.
The Bird Show.
Okay. Can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad. And then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice. And honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now. Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you. They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE,
and I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba. Yeah.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
All right, if you're just checking out the Bert Show this morning, we just made the announcement, and Kristen just said it well also, that it's kind of the end of an era. Mm-hmm. The Bert Show is going to be coming to an end on October 24th. It is so surreal for me to say that. I've been so wrapped up in this thing for so long and so wrapped up in the lives of everybody. Now I'm starting to get emotional. This damn therapy making me feel things.
You're just so upset you won't be able to talk about Sabrina Carpenter on a public platform anymore.
It's really bumming me out. Really bumming me out. There comes a responsibility with this job and hosting a job, right? That this is not just about me. This is about Kristen and Abby and Cassie, not Mikey, Jackson.
Mikey's going to be fine.
And people that you guys never even hear from. We have board ops in all these other cities because we've been lucky enough to syndicate the show that I have felt the weight of for a very long time. And this is what I say, that I haven't really been able to fully be joyful about this. We have so much to celebrate, but the way my wiring is, God, I've just been so tense about things, man, wanting it to sound right, and so much responsibility for so many other people that are involved, people I've never even met before, have families. Like, this show going away is going to have an effect on people in Wilkes-Barre that I have never met before. Johnny Owen. Charleston is freaking the F out right now.
We love us some Johnny O. We love us some 95SX.
I love Johnny O. And I have felt the weight of that. And I wish my wiring was different. And I wish maybe I would have started working on myself a little bit earlier, so I could have truly enjoyed those earlier years more. And even the whole process more. Rather than be scared of it, just really enjoy more of it.
I do wish that for you, but I do not wish for your wiring to be different, because I think that right there, what you just said, sets you apart from a lot of other people, because you do care and it is genuine and it is authentic. And there are going to be a lot of tears over the next 5 weeks. I don't even want to know what that last show on October 24th is going to look like. We are going to be a hot mess in here.
There's a very good chance we'll be talking about it for 4 or 5 weeks. Well, we'll just be like, let's leave at 8 in the morning. Right. And we'll be over it. There'll be no tears at all. Like, I'm almost done talking about it. And I just started talking about it.
So I think that is a testament. And this is not going to be like butt kissing for 5 weeks.
I don't want that. I know you don't want that.
Well, not especially with what he's been doing this morning.
So yeah, apparently your stomach has felt the retirement pains before you even got on the air. I we're going to be fine. And I'm not saying fine like it's the F word. We're going to be okay. And this has been such a glorious ride. And not just for each person's tenure on the show, but for the longevity of the show. And so we're going to focus on, we're going to focus on fun. We're going to focus on reminiscing and nostalgia, and we're going to really lean on the listeners to provide some of that because of all the medication we're on, we have really bad memories.
Well, this is the technology we were using before to record the show. Half of it is gone, so I don't even know what we've done.
Yeah.
So you're going to have to remind us. But the whole thing is not going to be about me taking off for the next 5 weeks. We're doing a regular show.
We're doing a regular show. You're still, like I said, you're actually going to get a more unfiltered Bert show because the senioritis is going to kick in, and we're just going to be like, why does it matter? Because it's all ending October 24th anyway. but no, what you were saying earlier about how this is going to affect everybody, yes, it's going to affect quite a few people. But the fact that you are allowing that to affect you, I think, is a testament of who you are as a host, as a boss, and that I want you to try to do your best. Again, don't want to rewire you because I think
that's want to rewire me.
Sorry. Your wiring is what it is, sir. And I kind of want you to embrace that if you can, rather than fight it, embrace it, because it means that you care. You care about the people you work with. You've always shown that. Your generosity is paramount. I've never seen it like to a fault. If that's something you need to work on, is the level of generosity, sir. But that's
I'm ready to be more selfish.
Okay. you know what? If you want to be more selfish, why don't you retire and end the show on October 24th?
Yeah, caring is not a flaw. It's a superpower.
Yeah, it's a good thing. So, yeah, I understand you feel that weight, but I don't want you to let that weight crush you and not, once again, be in the present and enjoy reminiscing and going out with the bang, sir.
My 5-year-old hates you. She says, why are you taking away mommy's job?
I'm kidding.
My cats don't know how they're going to eat. So.
Yeah, my mom had a lot of questions last night.
They can all have a podcast and they can talk about it there.
Should we get all those people? We should have Hazel on and ask Mr. Bert, why are you taking mommy's job? Get my mom on. Get Abby's cats on. Yeah. It'll be a whole thing.
I really do want this to be a celebration.
Yes.
And as I look back at it, you know, there have been some stepping stones along the way and some milestones. A lot of milestones where I take a look at this industry and look, my mentor and one of my best friends passed away. And I think he was 56 years old at his own charity event, Kid Craddock. And I've had other friends my age pass away. This job is tough on a body. It really, really is. And I'm young enough still to where I can travel and do everything that I want to do.
You sure about that? You looked in the mirror. You got quite a few grays going on up there, sir.
Most things that I want to do. I can still climb a mountain with Amanda if I want to. I'm not sure I'm going to be able to do that in 15 years, but I have good enough health and a nice enough nest egg that I can do those things. And if I really want to pursue joy the way I define it, I can do that now. And that's the part that really, really excites me is I want to feel that joy and I want to feel in awe like I was in Scotland a couple of weeks ago when I'm looking at those green mountains. And Amanda said this so many times, this place makes you feel so small because the mountains are so vast and they're so green. And I had never seen anything like that before. I want to see that over and over and over again. And that's hard to do with the job. And now I'll be able to do that.
And you've deserved it and you've earned it.
That's the dream though. I mean, we always say don't live to work, work to live. And you've worked your butt off and now you get to live truly the way you want to and see the world. I mean, why wouldn't anyone want that for someone they care about?
Thank you. That's what I'm ready for.
Okay. I hate to break it to you. You're still not getting rid of me. Like, we're still going to have family vacations together. Granted, it took me over a decade to embrace the thought, but now that we did it and I really enjoyed it, you're not getting rid of me.
I'm going to demand it. We're going to be talking so much about the Bert Show over the course of the next 5 weeks. Let me just end this segment. And then Tommy, we'll do something a little bit different here. We're just going to go to commercials because I just don't want to go into entertainment buzz right now. I just want to thank you guys again. That's not even a strong enough word. I don't know how I'm going to end this thing on the 24th and properly thank you guys for everything that you have given me in my life. This job and this career and you guys have given me absolutely everything. And I don't know how to express that enough. I'm going to try over the course of the next couple of weeks. But thank you. It's been a run that I could have never anticipated. When we started here 25 years ago, and Jeff and I literally were in a small promotions closet. They didn't give us an office. We started this thing 25 years ago, trying to produce this show in a closet. Never could have imagined that we'd still be here 25 years later and still had an impact on the community that we have. I could have never imagined when Jeff and I hauled ass out of here to go see our billboard on the side of 285 one day and stand underneath it and look at it like, oh my God, things are really, really moving. I could have never imagined that it would end 25 years later. And the only reason why it has is because you guys have believed in what we have done and supported it for 25 years. Okay.
How do you feel?
I need to
now that you've said it out loud.
I need to go poop again.
The Bird Show.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Jones Topsoil has been delivering topsoil, mulch, sand, and gravel. For greener lawns and brighter flower beds, call 1-800-TOPSOIL. Order online at jonestopsoil.com.
Jones Topsoil brings it home to you.